Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. 50 years ago, cancer used to be a stigma disease and we tended to avoid talking about it. Now, people don't hesitate to talk about cancer and they get help to avoid premature death. With the right treatment, most can live longer and healthier lives. Today, obesity is the stigma disease and that most of us don't want to talk about. Obesity is certainly a spreading epidemic that most of us, especially those of us who are thin, think we know the answer and have the solution. Eat less and exercise more. End of discussion. While that may in many, if not the majority of cases, be the beginning, it does not come close to uncovering the ultimate cause. Popular solutions, calories in versus calories out, do not resolve root causes. Popular solutions are symptomatic solutions and often wrong even after being proposed by the, quote, experts. Problems arise from their root causes. If a solution fails, it can only be because it did not resolve one or more of the root causes. In 1977, after a couple of decades debating the cause of heart disease, it was declared that fat was the villain of both heart disease and obesity, and the Dietary Goals for the United States was born. In 1980, it was presented to the American people, eat less fat and more carbohydrates. The government, with good intentions, now told us what we should be eating, and the rest is history. So what are the results of that edict? More than one-third, 36.5% of us adults, are obese. Obesity is a gateway disease and is linked to cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, and many other chronic conditions. The question I've been wrestling with is whether obesity should be considered a disease or a symptom of how people interact with their increasingly unhealthy personal environments. According to the obesity research community, approximately 70% of the variance in our tendency to gain weight is determined by inheritance. But it is abundantly clear that our genetics is not the sole factor leading to our epidemic. This catastrophic rise has occurred since the 1980s, and genes don't change that quickly. So the answer must lie in how those genes are reacting to the environment. A good example to better understand this problem is alcoholism. We now accept alcoholism as a disease, but if the potential alcoholic never took a drink, then alcoholism as a disease would not occur. To complicate the problem, alcoholism usually takes years before it becomes debilitating. Obesity is the same type of problem, but much more complex. It is a multifactorial cultural condition with unique solutions for an increasing percentage of our population. The solution is, as far as I'm concerned, to counter the culture. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.